This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
Okay. So my question is, why isn't Mumia dead, is my question. Why is he still alive?
Because the widow of Mumia's victim, Maureen Faulkner, who's we all know is a friend of the Cioli Show.
Wonderful woman.
Wonderful
Fantastic
woman,
person.
Who has suffered emotional and financial cost beyond imagination just to try to maintain justice for Danny Faulkner, who was shot in cold blood 25 years ago. So a few years ago, I had interviewed her for a TV show I had, that, and she had told me that this had been a tough decision, but that she had actually met with Corbett, was the Pennsylvania governor at that time. And so they had done a deal where, in essence, Mumia would no longer face the death penalty. He would be off death row. That whole thing would be done with as long as he agreed to spend the rest of his life in, you know, behind bars with no more appeals. And that was the deal. It lasted about, 6 months? And then the appeals started. And now now his appeals are exhausted. So now they're at the criminal justice center, and basically he's trying to try to overturn all the appeals.
Yeah. Yeah. They're hoping today the hearing will result in a court overturning all of the state Supreme Court decisions from 1995 through 2008. This is happening today in court. Now, a couple things on this. Number one. So Dr. Maz, Anthony Mazzarelli, yes, who's a great friend of the show, used to be an intern on another show on this station. I won't name the name of the show. But there might have been clowns to the left of the show and jokers to the right of the show. That's all I'm going to say. Dr. Maz helped on a book research about Mumia. Mm-hmm. Dr. Maz put it to me this way. He is 100% guilty. Not the former talk show host, the Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Wesley Cook.
Thank you.
Wesley Cook originally.
He's 100% guilty. So 100% guilty. Greg, you might remember that talk show.
In
your professional experience,
you don't even have to say it. 100% guilty.
100% guilty.
100% guilty. And anybody who says the otherwise is lying.
Doesn't know the facts
or lying to themselves.
Anybody who has studied the facts of the case, even Wesley Cook's own family, I believe his brother. He had family members testifying against him. There were witnesses. This was a conviction. There's no DNA, no overturn. I mean, I've covered this for decades of my life. There's no question.
So there you go. That's what's happening right now. And he doesn't seem to die. He just won't die. Why won't you die? All right. Greg, you're not going to play the song for us?
Well, it's kind of a serious topic, so I didn't want to make light of it. You know what I mean?
I pick and choose. All right, very good. Fair enough.
I don't want to be seen as like just a clown.
You're not a clown. Hey, listen, you are not a clown to anybody, all right?
I may have been to some people.
Or a joker to the right? All right. No, it is a serious topic, of course, but it's hard to take seriously the protesters who are outside the courthouse today. I have a hard time taking these people seriously. I really do. And how do they have so much time on their hands? All these Mumia sycophants, how do they have time to do all this?
No jobs.
I guess not, right?
Yeah, I don't, you know, think about everybody else is working at least one job, and then you've got childcare and you've got everything else going on in your life. Where in the world do they have all this time?
And if you go on the internet, there's all these sites, there's all these people, there's all these conspiracy theorists who are out there. It's nutty. It's really nutty. It's a cult.
And I got to say this, because there a lot of them are bands that I really, really like. The music industry has not helped this at all, because a lot of the rock bands and the rap artists that I like, you know, have furthered this cause and done benefits for this and have said.
Yeah, like who? Who's
done that?
The Beastie
Boys, Rage Against the Machine. I mean, bands that I, you know, I'm a fan of. You know, they're just so wrong on this, and giving that voice a platform is just, it's, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't think you should censor anybody, but, you know, in these cases, it's just, it's
well,
ridiculous.
The marketplace can deal with
thank
that.
You, yeah.
Anthony Gill, our resident attorney, he says, I was picking a jury today at the courthouse. So you could hear the protesters all the way on the 11th floor. How about that?
Ugh.
So productive members of society, professional protesters.
And are they from here? I imagine they're local. They're not bussed in or brought in.
No, I don't think they're from here. I think that he's got a traveling group of people,
misfits.
Yeah, that travel the country and become obsessed with him and write him love letters in prison and get tattoos of him. And it's nutty. It's very, very nutty. Well, hopefully they'll shoot down all his appeals today. But then we keep him alive, too. See, as part of the deal, it should have been, all right, we won't kill you, but we're not going to keep you alive. Now we're giving him plasma, right? We're saving his life if he's sick in prison. It should have been, all right, here's the deal. We're not going to kill you. We're going to give you life in prison. But if anything happens to you, you get nothing. Even a cold, you get nothing. Like, literally, we won't even give you a tissue. You're 100% on your own.
Yep.
Now we're giving him expensive, life-saving kidney dialysis, I think, and other things.
Better than some vets are getting. Most vets are getting.
Yeah. I should have negotiated that prison deal. Because I would have had it so that, all right, we won't pursue any death penalty, but you're on your own. Even food is at that point would have been optional, in my opinion. But now we got to, in addition to not killing him, we have to save him. So it just should have been simple. We won't kill you, but we're not going to save you either, okay? Yeah. It's like the end of Batman when he says that. Am I going to kill you? I'm not going to save you. Yes. So you're on your own. You're on your own.
Great analogy, by the way. Great analogy.
But no, because the state says, all right, we're not going to kill you, and we're going to make sure you live a really long time. It doesn't make any sense. You're on death row, and we keep you alive until the time we can kill you. On death row, and if we take you off death row, even though you were on death row, we will try to do everything in our power to keep you alive as long as possible. It's really bizarre. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's insane.
It's really amazing to me.
Do you know the average death row inmate, the average, costs the taxpayers more than $1 million in appeals? And I'm sure this case is double or triple that. So we all pay for this.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And, you know, that's of all the, and I'm not going to do a death penalty topic because that's Radio 101 and boring. I used to do that on, you know, Saturday night at 2 a.m. You don't do that now in afternoon drive.
Prime
but,
time.
Right. But one of the most compelling arguments I heard was from somebody who said it saves money to not have it. But another compelling argument I heard was, yeah, but there's a sense of justice. There's a senator today who says he wants to get rid of the shot you get, you know, the medicine that they use to kill you?
Yes.
And replace it with guillotines and firing squads. Now, here's my thinking on this. If you're going to have the death penalty, go all in.
Amen.
Go all in.
Like, I'm
go
100%.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Right, exactly. Don't get low energy. They pump something in your arm and they sedate you and it's not painful.
You go to sleep and then
We tuck you in and we give you a warm bath. And a death penalty? Fine.
Yep.
Firing squad, guillotine, shoot them out of a cannon. I mean,
there
something dramatic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or don't have it at all. That's the thing. Don't have it at all, or do it in a grand, literally blaze of glory.
Absolutely. Get a piece of raw meat and have like a bunch of like rabid bears come after
you. Great white shark. Feed them to sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drop them in like the South China Sea or something.
Go big or go home is my point. All right. Very good. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 to sell. No, it's a shame for me. I feel bad, but she's got to keep going through this. I really do. And hopefully today they'll end this. I don't know when they're going to hear this, though. They're hearing it, but then they'll have appeal. It'll be a while till they render a decision, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll have a decision today.
Yeah.
We'll watch it.
Carl Nam says, everyone wants to be associated with the next Hurricane Carter. You know, that guy's guilty, too, you know. The guy, the Hurricane Carter guy, they found out was guilty years later, too.
The one Bob Dylan made a song out of?
Right. Yeah. The one that Denzel Washington played in the movie.
Yep.
He did it, that guy.
Yes.
And now looking back, everybody knows now he did it, too. So,
see, as a news person, I think they should have to be a number and lose their name because we always know the killer's names. We know John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer. And
so
take away the name because it makes it glamorous somehow. Nobody knows most of the victims' names.
It's true. It's just hard to do a radio show without giving names. It becomes difficult. Yeah. I got to give the names.
It's true.
I got to do the names. And they'll go, what are they talking about? I've never heard of that. I'm changing the station. So anyway, but I do understand the point you're making. It's a good one.
Rich Cioli, 3 till 6. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.